After experiencing high turnover throughout the last 12 months, Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic has hired a new medical director and provider this week. And that's not the only move the clinic has made to bring new staff on board. I spoke with clinic board president Corey Thole about the recent clinic staff developments. There's been some new news coming out of the clinic late last week. I got word that there has been a new hire as a medical director. Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, his name is Brent Kunstler, and he arrived last week, and he has signed a 2-year contract as a medical provider and is also fulfilling the medical director extra duty contract.
So what are the duties of the medical director that he'll be performing?
They basically oversee the medical side of the clinic in terms of doing chart review, making recommendations for procedures. They have a lot of involvement in some of the necessary reporting and operations in regards to our HRSA grant. I guess you could say the team lead on the medical side of the clinic.
Yeah, and as I understand it, he's got a military background.
One of the reasons that he was excited to move to Skagway and do something different is so that he could practice medicine somewhere where he's not being shot at.
It's pretty good. Well, that's a benefit of living in Skagway. People don't shoot at you unless you're a mountain goat. Can you tell me what the HRSA grant is since you brought it up?
It's the Federal Community Health Center grant.
And that's just a portion of the clinic's budget, right?
The funding for the clinic budget kind of comes out of three pots of money, you could say. The $1.37 million or so, it comes out of the HRSA grant. And then, of course, there is the revenue side of the clinic that helps fund the clinic. And then on top of those two aspects, there is being a division of the municipality. The municipality budgets for a certain amount of money at the clinic operations as well.
So the clinic wouldn't be able to operate without the HRSA grant and the municipality chipping in, is what I'm understanding.
That is correct.
Okay. So that's part of the news. And then other news coming out of the clinic, which I got word of and I have not been able to corroborate, so maybe you'll be able to tell me, did Johanna Hoff actually rescind her resignation?
I understand that she has sent that letter, but I can't speak much to that being a personnel matter.
Okay, so it's nothing's a done deal. She has just sent a letter saying, hey, I'd like to stay if it's still possible.
Yep.
Anything else going on with the clinic?
Yeah, we have offered a contract to a winter seasonal registered nurse. Her name is Kelly Cook, and it is just waiting to pass legal review. As long as everything goes according to plan, she will begin working on October 18th. And then, of course, Bill Weiss is back as a locum provider. And so at this point, we have three providers and soon, hopefully, two RNs as well as our medical assistants.
Okay, still so, looking out for a full-time physician's assistant or nurse practitioner?
Correct.
And is that the last position on the provider side that the clinic needs to fill?
That is correct.
Corey, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. I know you got a tight schedule. I'll let you go.
No problem. Later, Mike.
The Dahl Memorial Clinic is still looking for a PA or nurse practitioner, an IT position, a medical assistant, and the search is ongoing for an executive director. The new medical director, Brent Kunstler, started this Monday.